Should lie flat against the back the lower teeth. Ah, 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 ah. No strain, no stress. Ah, ah. The body, upper part of the body must be totally relaxed. Totally relaxed. And breathing is paramount. To breathe properly is the work of a singer. Breathing by taking a quick sniff through the nose. Some people do it through the mouth, but then we have to sing notes. So I prefer through the nose. Quick sniff like this, no one even hears it. But the diaphragm muscle expands and the three lower ribs are pushed out by the lungs, and then you have a full complement of air, as much as you can draw in. This we should never do. This is tension. You can feel how the you can feel the tension when you do that. I was speaking to a marathon runner the other day, and they said, she said to me, yes, we have to learn to use the diaphragm too when we run. And that was a good thing to learn, that I never knew that. So a runner doesn't do this, but they're breathing from here, like that. So this is what we want to train the body to understand. Ma. Ma. Ma.
Oh.
this beauty, this aspiration of a group soul radiates throughout the universe. And that's why we come. Because the Mother has given us the possibility of bringing down a music that was never on the earth before. That music is not to be compared with other music. There are levels and levels and levels still to come of beauty, of transcendence, of brilliance, but they will come as the result of a descent and not our working for it. We prepare the body, yes, we prepare the body as best we can. Then we open to the light and to the voice. And every week we know that what comes down is divinely sent through these human forms. We must practice with great intensity, because the training of the body is never easy. Any athlete will tell you that. Any singer will tell you that. So we try to care for this body and its vocal cords, of which we are given only two for our entire lifetime. Never to stress them or strain them. Never to shout from the throat. If we have to call someone, we use the diaphragm. Hey! Ho! Ho! And you see, there's no strain at all. So now, you do it. Call me. Okay, I got the message. Now, that movement of the diaphragmatic muscle takes place at every moment we are singing. Sometimes it's a very slow support, bringing that air up to support the note. At other times, it pulls in on a high note, very, very solidly. But all the time this is happening, the rib cage has to be out. Because the moment the rib cage collapses, we gave away the air we took in. It's a lot of practicing. So let's try to breathe now. Remember the image of the little baby in a crib on its side, and you watch it breathing, and it never lifts its chest, just like this. I'm not wearing a light shirt. It should be a t-shirt. Who can demonstrate who has a t-shirt on? Good, good breath with the diaphragm. Any courageous people here? Okay, I'll do the best I can. And I let out what was left. Because we should always let out the rest of the air after a passage of music, so we can take in the fresh breath. Very important. Okay. Remember the notes. And let's see if we can resolve that dissonance into a consonance. Says, and Deepshika, Anand Reddy's wife, told me this a few weeks ago. Mother said, in a collective meditation, there are often people who pull down the meditation. I had never heard that before. But here, the aspiration is opening upwards, and we all should sing. If we don't all sing, that's all right also. Because some come here just for the power of healing, to feel the presence that is in the room right now, the presence of Sri Aurobindo and Mother, whom I invoke every Om choir, that they bless and protect you and guide us all. One more. Okay, this is going to be a difficult one now. Just right here.
Thank you.
Two things I've noticed. The first is that we have to work harder to make the Om sound. Ah is very easy. Om is a more closed sound. But it is the Om that we are invoking. The other is much more difficult, because as Sri Aurobindo says in Savitri, we need the deep listening of the soul. That means that although faith is the hidden knowledge of the soul, and we have the faith, many of us, that we are truly a group soul come down to assist in the creation of a new world. But it means that we must listen to each other also. It's not a kind of do your own thing. It's a listening as deeply as we can go, and invoking the presence in the heart, opening out like a flower to the sun. The frontiers of the ignorance shall recede. More and more souls shall enter into light. Minds lit, inspired, the occult summoner here, and lives blaze with a sudden inner flame, and hearts grow enamored of divine delight, and human wills tune to the divine will. These separate selves, the spirit's oneness feel. These senses of heavenly sense grow capable. The flesh and nerves of a strange ethereal joy, and mortal bodies of immortality. Oh. got some long ohms tonight. So we will just do the last ohm standing so we have time for a few moments of meditation. This beautiful passage from Canon 11. Immortal harmonies filled her listening ear. A great spontaneous utterance of the heights on Titan wings of rhythmic grandeur born, poured from some deep spiritual heart of sound. Strains trembling with the secrets of the gods. The spirit wandered happily in the wind. The spirit brooded in the leaf and the stone. The voices of thought-conscious instruments along a living verge of silence strayed. And from some deep, a wordless tongue of things, unfathomed, inexpressible, chantings rose, translating into a voice the unknown. A climber on the invisible stair of sound, music, not with these few striving steps aspired that wander upon transient strings, but changed its ever new uncounted notes in a passion of unforeseen discovery, and kept its old unforgotten ecstasies, a growing treasure in the mystic heart.